this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You want to do a little bit of Sacred Harp singing? If you've watched the movie Cold Mountain, there's some of it in there. Back in the old days, you know, they would sing with tablature and a different kind of, and they would have that whole thing where they would go fa, lo, si, da, and then they would match the harmonies with that. So a lot of these Sacred Harp songs begin that way. Fa, la, la, so, la. Kind of, and those indicate what notes you're supposed to sing, and that's how that goes. It's pretty interesting stuff, the Sacred Harp. And there's a big, huge book of all these things. This is called White, and it's a word-of-mouth chorus. And Elder Dumas sings this, and it's pretty interesting stuff. I like this, actually, quite a bit. I love the harmony that it's got. Alrighty, here we go. Just a little bit of Sacred Harp stuff here.
Charms of earth, farewell, your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home, a brighter world on high. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from
joy, bring it, give joy, bring it, give joy, take life off and away. see a world.
I see a world upstairs.
Sacred harp singing, harp music. It's loud and it's joyous and it's fun stuff. There's a sacred harp chorus in Spokane, and they sometimes do the Spokane Folk Festival there every November, and it's pretty interesting stuff. And I need to know more about it. I'd like to know more about it. Tommy Thompson from the old Red Clay Ramblers, you know, he was really into that kind of thing. And really good stuff. Jeff Autry on the guitar. Jeff Autry, been around for a long, long time, and he plays really good guitar, and he's going to play this old Jay Unger classic here. And it's called Round the Horn. Love this. First heard it from Trapezoid, but a lot of people have recorded it. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
your love wasn't born on a promise for me. Lark in the morning, let it go free. But my eyes take me back to the seed of
across the sea to the waiting arms of the girl I love so well. But if I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some old ship or plane, I'd leave old London tomorrow and I'd fly to my own true love again. Yes, I'd fly to my own true love again.
Oh, they took liberties. What do they call that? Folk process? They took the... Oh, man, they changed the whole third verse. That was a good verse. Tom Paxton's verse went like this. Last night the troubadour was so full they barred the door, and I sang a song she knows quite well. But it wouldn't take too long to make up another song for a lonesome and a last farewell. But, yeah, they had the sell and the will thing. Wow. Oh, well, it's a cool verse. They're both good verses. And that's how that goes. Leaving London from Jeff Autry with all of his buddies. Mark Schatz on the bass. Mark Schatz has played bass for just about everybody except for Kate McLeod. Here's Kate McLeod again from this wonderful album. This is called Prairie Earth.
Twisted rivers in the hills and the grass as tall as the Osage's horse's mane. They loved the cottonwood trees and the grasses, 70 seeds that prayed for fire and rain. It could be haunted by another time from the hour that we first learned of stone. Now the arrows bury their heads in the sod. Second story wing. Your brother from New York drove you his 50 across Kansas, said that he didn't see a thing. Saw the native birds laughed and the wind sang through the grass. Now they love to haunt his every dream. Buried the tales untold. Who killed Frank Renard in the barn was a mystery and will remain so. An unmarked grave, a well of water, the cattle grease, so the cow hand lives. And this bridge was made out of the finest stone that the earth can. Where the devil's angels fear to trot, a sigh over the grass of the prairie earth. Dust that blows through the cracks and makes the proclaimed landlord a liar. The Osage orange is bitter, but it cuts the wind like a barb on a wire. Dry year, now the crops won't grow. The birds are flying as if they're never coming back. We hope the rain comes and goes as it should as well. The blue stem grass. Thank you.
take my pace. I've got my papers, I've got my pay. So pack my bags and I'll be on my way to Yellow River. Put my gun down, the war is won. You can fill my glass, all the time has come. I'm going back to the place that I love, to Yellow River. Yellow River, Yellow River, it's in my mind and in my eyes. Yellow River, Yellow River, it's in my blood, it's a place I love. I've got no time for explanations, got no time to lose. Tomorrow night you'll find me sleeping out beneath the moon at Yellow River. Such a long time from Yellow River. I remember the nights were cool, and I can still see the water good. And I remember the girl that I knew from Yellow River. Yellow River, Yellow River, it's in my mind and in my eyes. Yellow River, Yellow River, it's in my blood, it's a place I love. I've got no time for explanations, got no time to lose. Tomorrow night you'll find me sleeping out beneath the moon at Yellow River. Yellow River, Yellow River, it's in my mind and in my eyes. Yellow explanations, got no time to lose. Tomorrow night you'll find me sleeping out beneath the moon at Yellow River.
Oh, Yellow River. Remember that? That was from about, it was a big, big hit in about 1970. 69 or 70. Christie. Jeffrey Christie wrote it. And it was, they had a hit. They had the American hit. And then there was an Aussie singer named Leapy Lee. Leapy Lee was kind of one of those one-hit wonder phenomenons, and Yellow River wasn't it. His version of Yellow River wasn't as good as Christie's. But his big hit was Little Arrows in Your Clothing. Those of you who are well above 50 would remember that. Little Arrows in Your Clothing, Little Arrows in Your Hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that'll hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. Yeah, anyway, Leapy Lee. And he was a sort of, you know, in that whole novelty vein in about 67, 68. But he did a version of Yellow River. Yes, he did. That was Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver from an album called The Original Band. Alrighty, well, speaking of levity and speaking of, most of you would remember Jim Stafford's version of this. And actually, I believe this song was written by Don Bowman, who was, what was his name? Don Bowman. He was a comedian. And I don't think Don Bowman was his real name. I have to check on that. It was something else. And he wrote a bunch of really funny, funny stuff in the country vein in the 60s. And I saw him open for Merle Haggard one time, Don Bowman. But I don't think that's his real name. Anyway, He wrote, "The wildwood weed grew wild on the farm, and we never knew what it was called." This is the Red Clay Ramblers, or the New Lost City Ramblers version of this, with Mike Seeger and Tracy Swartz and John Cohen. And of course, Tom Paley had been an original New Lost City Rambler. These were the urban fellas that did old-timey music. These guys weren't raised in the mountains as such. They were raised in the city. But they collected and they did a good job of promoting and securing the fact that old-timey music would hang around just about anywhere. And of course, Mike Seeger, the late Mike Seeger, is Pete Seeger's half-brother. Here we go.
I'd like to sing this song for all of you all who are involved in the current revival and interest in farming. It's Wildwood Weeds. In a yard back home, so we never gave it much thought. We thought it was weeds or some kinds of flowers, never knew what it was called. Then one day I was standing there talking, reached down for a weed to chew on, and things got fuzzy, and then they got blurred, and then everybody was gone. When I come to, my brother Pete was there, and he asked me what was wrong with my eyes. I told him they was blasted from chewing them weeds, and he figured he'd give it a try. Spent the rest of that day and all that night just searching for my brother Bill. Then we found him sitting there singing on top of the old windmill. Picked a big bunch of them weeds, put them in the sun to dry. And then we cleaned them and mashed them up and smoked them in a corn cob pipe. Noticed some missing from the yard one day. Knew somebody had been at our crop. For somebody who'd never smiled at all, Paul sure was giggling a lot. They left, they was all smiles. It was real easy to find our place. All you had to do was to follow the smoke. For 50 miles, any direction, never met such friendly, happy folk. Of course, all good things gotta come to an end. It's the same way with our weeds. Some guy from Washington dropped by one day and he turned white as a sheet. Well, he burned and dug and he dug and he burned and he tore off all our nice little weeds and he drove away and we just smiled and waved, sitting on that sack of seeds.
Oh, the New Lost City Ramblers. And their version of the Wildwood Weed, which was a big hit for Jim Stafford in 1969. And, of course, that was back in the days when the weed was somewhat taboo. And now it's legal in this state. So there you go. So don't worry about... Of course, there are limits and boundaries and restrictions, but don't have to worry so much about those fellas from Washington coming by and burning and digging and killing all your cute little weeds. Take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots more music. So you just hang on because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are. It's all good.
This program on Northwest Public Radio is coming to you thanks in part to the sponsorship of businesses such as Howard Hughes Appliance and ProTech Auto Repair. Their support, plus donations from listeners like you, are a big reason this station is able to bring distinctive programs to you every day. Thank you for your generosity.
Cloudy skies ahead for the rest of your Saturday. This evening looks chilly in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a light breeze, maybe just a couple of degrees warmer than today. On the Palouse, 65. Lewis Clark Valley, 68. Monday, there's a chance of showers, and then sunny again Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's a straight-up bluegrass version of Shady Grove, which is a much older song. And, of course, the older song is in the minor key. Shady Grove, my little love. Anyway, the minor key. This is straight-up major, C major. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver doing their version of Shady Grove. Stick with the reedy old-timey pre-bluegrass Sourwood Mountain. New Lost City Ramblers.
This song is I'm So Miserable Without You, It's Almost Like Having You Here. And it's a real-to-life story. After you'll hear this shrunken banjo and the expanded six-string banjo and the spoon playing of Mr. Schwartz, you'll have no doubt about this song, the meaning of it. Five and a four and a one and a two.
the new Lost City Ramblers there. They weren't very polished. They weren't slick by a long shot. And in a way, and that was their sort of their tribute to old-timey music. They were all pretty academic in their own way, and they, you know, they did a nice job. But not only did they sort of preserve the tunes and songs themselves, they preserved a lot of the style. And they were around for many years, and then Mike Seeger actually came out this way with Libba Cotton. They both came out. This was back in, oh, I don't know, 81, 82, something like that. They came out, and they were in Pullman for a three-day residency. And, wow, it was really something to have those two people who knew so much. And, of course, Libba Cotton was the Seegers' maid, you know. And she wrote things like, Oh, Babe, It Ain't No Lie. And she wrote Freight Train, Going So Fast. And, yeah, wonderful stuff. And they did a good gig together, Libba Cotton and Mike Seeger. And they were here. And he was with the new Lost City Ramblers and did a lot of solo stuff. Wonderful, wonderful solo albums that he did. And occasionally, you know, Pete would show up in some of his gigs and they would do things together. And, yeah, the new Lost City Ramblers. Good stuff. There was an album that came out quite a while ago, around 92, 93, and it was a project. Peter Brown was part of it and produced the thing. It's called Bringing It All Back Home, and it's all about how Celtic music goes across the ocean and then goes into America and then circles itself around and comes back in all shapes and forms, from fiddle music and old-timey and bluegrass music all the way up into rock and roll. And into various alternative music. So this album came out. It's got all kinds of folks on there. Elvis Costello, the Everly Brothers, Emmylou Harris, Dolores Keane, Mary Black, Richard Thompson. Who else is on here? Oh, there are a couple of jams with all kinds of unlikely people together in the same jam. There are a couple of Monks in some of their stuff. And it's basically a good expose of Irish music, but how it works named to what happens across the pond. The Voice Squad is on here. Oh my gosh. And Paul Brady. And Paul Brady does a wonderful song about folks who come over and the bitternesses and the things that they have to sort of put up with. And it's a good song. Paul Brady, The Same Old Story. And it's a good song. It goes like this.
Here's a...
Whoops, ups, 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 ups. Goes like this, actually.
Watching them break up every time some bored brain puts us down, making jokes on the radio. I guess it helps them all drown out the sound of the crumbling foundations. Any fool could see the writings on the wall, but they just don't believe that it's happening. No, no. Too bad. Well, there's a crowd says I'm all right. City like my turn of phrase. Stick me around to the parties. I like some dressed up monkey in a cage and I play my accordion. Oh, but when the wine seeps through the facade, it's nothing but the same old story. Oh, it's nothing but the same old story. Say, hey, Johnny, can't wait till Saturday night. Got a thirst that's raging. No place where we can provide right. Wash away the frustration. Hose down this fire inside, but look out. I said, look out, cause I'll tear you into pieces if you cross me. Don't come too close. Not too close. I got a brother in Boston. Says he sent me on the fair. Just wrote me a letter. Making out that he's cleaning up out there. Two cars in the driveway. Summer house way down on the Cape. And I know he fixed me up in the morning. Well, I've been thinking about it, but it seems so far to go. People say in the winter that you get lost underneath the snow. And this is Gail from my home place. But we've been planning to move back and give it a try. I never got around to going. That's why I never got around to going. So hey, Johnny, can't wait till Saturday night. Got a thirst that's raging. We're no place where we can provide right. Wash away the confusion. Hose down this fire inside, but look out.
Thank you. at the demand of the day.
That's probably one of Richard Thompson's most famous songs, The Dimming of the Day. This is from the album Bringing It All Back Home, but I'm sure that Richard Thompson has many recordings of it. That particular recording featured Mary Black and Emmylou Harris on backup vocals. And, of course, Mary Black recorded that song, did a wonderful version of it on one of her mid-albums, fourth, fifth album, and wonderful stuff. And before that, Paul Brady. And a great version. There are several versions of this at Paul Brady. Of course, he did a lot of acoustic stuff in his early years, worked with Andy Irvin and all of those guys. And then he started doing the rock stuff and did worked with Van Morrison and some folks like that. And now he does a lot of almost sort of new agey type music, Paul Brady. But one of Ireland's best guitar players and one of his best singers when he's doing the mellow stuff, especially because he had a wonderful and still does. A wonderful tenor voice, Paul Brady. Same old story. All righty. Well, where are we going to go? We want to go back to this, bringing it all back home and play the voice squad in a second, but we have a little more time. Let's talk about 2 minutes or so from John Prine here.
Well, it's the same old song. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy. Close your eyes and kiss until the world is gone. Oh, yes, it's true. It's happening to you. You know what they say. They pledge their love forever and they had a day. They hold their hands so tight and they feel that one might stray. It's happening to you. I love her. She loved me too. We had a lot of love. Now it's all through. And for a while, the heart's been won as they met each other. Happening to you. I loved her. She loved me too. We had a lot of love. Now it's all through. Well, it's the same old song. Boy meets girl and girl meets boy. They carry on. They close their eyes.
Oh, Mr. John Prine there from one of his first Old Boy records. John Prine, of course, who's been around for so many, many years. And, of course, he had that neck cancer, that throat cancer. And it's affected his, he's a little more gravelly now than he used to be. But he still writes occasionally. And, of course, he performs all of his stuff. John Prine, originally from Chicago, been around for so many years. I want to play this version of The Parting Glass, which, of course, the Voice Squad used in the Waking Ned Divine soundtrack. The Voice Squad, who is so wonderful. I saw them in Dublin, and they're amazing. A cappella. All their albums are a cappella. But they've worked on a lot of film soundtracks, the Voice Squad. A lot of versions of this song. Of course, the Clancy Boys, they did a version. Liam Clancy did a version. The Waylon Jennies did a wonderful version of this. Cat Eggleston has recorded this. Cara Dillon, all kinds of folks. I recorded this one, too. Fill to me the parting glass. Good night. And what a way to wind up. This is actually a Scottish song, they think. It comes from the Reaver days, the border rustlers and all that. All righty. Here we go. The parting glass from the Voice Squad.
Of all the money e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all that I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy. If I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has me heart beguiled. And ruby lips, I own she has me heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. Sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts there I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot, the I gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all.
I think that's about the best version of that song. Just flat out, straight up, total three-part harmony all the way through. The Parting Glass. Very old song from the 1600s. They're about to hang this guy. They were. And this is kind of his farewell to everybody. He got William somebody. Armstrong. That's what it was. He's singing about the highways and freeways and all this kind of thing. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Kevin Rinker, the sound engineer and editor. Caitlin Bailey, production assistant. Thanks so much, both of you. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. And the thing is, if you're thinking about this show, you're living in the past now. Get a life. Talk to you later. Be back soon. Bye.